nights feel like days. Medicaid in the afternoon, and I just want to know, have you lost your footing too? I just pray that I'm not losing you. Catch me floating, sir.
Saturday night at Valley Strong Ballpark in a crucial game on the line coming up next between Rancho and Visalia. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark located in Visalia, California. Joey Gonzalez with you for Game 5 of the six-game series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. Big game coming up tonight, but in order to get to why it's important, we have to look back at last night's bowl game. Last night, the Rawhide had a 6-3 win against Rancho, and it came early in the bowl game, just two batters in for Visalia. The 13th-ranked prospect, Demetrio Crisantes, goes yard for a two-run home run, his fifth home run of the season. It scored Yancel Luis. Visalia would have their first 3 of 13 hits in the ball game occur with the first three batters. Visalia, a little bit later on in the ball game, they would tack on a couple more runs as well. They would tack on three more runs in the later stages of the ball game in inning number 7, and those 2-3 inning frames would be enough to defeat Rancho. However, the Quakes did try to put a rally together in the second inning. They would score 2 runs on a 2-run home run from Samuel Munoz. Now with 3 hits in the series, Samuel Munoz has 2 home runs. Look at the rest of the ball game. Rancho would try to score another run in the top half of the 4th inning, but as mentioned, 2 3-run run frames would be good enough for Visalia to capture the win. In last night's ball game, Visalia never trailed at any point.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. As you get ready for first pitch, let's go into tonight's starting lineups. The California League standings. We'll go into the starting lineups a little bit later on tonight. But starting off in the South, Visalia just 2 games back of Rancho following their win last night. Rancho is 28-18, 6-4 over the last 10. Meanwhile, Visalia, they are 7-3 over their last 10 games. They are 26-20. Currently tied for second place as well by the Lake Elsinore Storm. They are 26-20 as well. And then lastly, in fourth place, the Inland Empire 66ers. They are 22-24. Meanwhile, moving up into the north, the San Jose Giants are 27-19. Meanwhile, Fresno, they are 21-25. In third place, the Northern Champions of the first half, Modesto, are 20-26. And then lastly, in Stockton, they are 14-32. Stockton, a 40-70 record so far here in the overall standings in 2024. Looking around the rest of the California League, let's go into tonight's California League scoreboard out at Diamond Stadium in LE. The Storm currently have a 2-0 lead over the 66ers at the end of four innings of work. Meanwhile, San Jose in the top half of the second inning, Stockton leads the Giants 3-0. And then starting 20 minutes after us will be the Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in Eugene, Oregon. The Emeralds currently tied up 0-0 with the Hillsboro Hops. At the Double A level, the Amarillo Sod Poodles currently trail San Antonio 3-0. It's been a missions team who has been all over Amarillo so far this week. And then lastly, at the AAA level, the Reno Aces currently have a 3-0 lead against the El Paso Chihuahuas. Moving over to the major league level earlier today, the Tampa Bay Rays getting the best of the Arizona Diamondbacks. They have now suffered two straight losses to open up that series. Tampa Bay 6, Arizona 1 in today's bowl game. Zach Gallen receives the loss. He's now 9-6 with a 3.85 ERA. Next up, we will visit with Casey Anderson. Last night, a career-high game, 5 innings of work, 10 strikeouts, and falling the game. I caught up with Casey, so we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have that interview in a little bit later on. We'll have first pitch and starting lineups. You're watching or you're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at MySailingRawhide.com.
Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing.
Hey, Rawhide fans, we're here with Casey Anderson, tonight's starting pitcher. Casey, 5 innings of work, 10 strikeouts. Initial thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, felt good. Sweeper was moving well. They kind of came out a little bit more patient than the previous times that I'd faced them. So I was just attacking with good strikes and just trying to make good pitches. And, yeah, 10 strikeouts, that's pretty good. I'll take it.
New career high. I mean, were you thinking about that on the mound, or was that just kind of an afterthought?
It hit my mind because I think my previous one was 7. It hit my mind after the 9th one, I think. I didn't, like, register because I think that was the end of the inning or something, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I just broke my record. So good for me. That was it.
Another outing of 5 innings of work. That's now 3 straight outings of 5 innings. I mean, what are you feeling whenever you're going out there on the mound?
Yeah, just feeling a different level of execution when I go out there, just trying to really focus in on executing this pitch, right? And, you know, feel like I've done a better job at that. And even when things start to go a little sideways, like limiting that by just continuing to focus on executing this pitch.
So. Last question. I mean, your efficiency has been great as of recently. How much change have you had since the start of the year?
Yeah, a lot of changes from the start of the year. You know, developed the sweeper instead of the old slider that I had. You know, made some mechanical adjustments, just really tried to focus in on learning what it takes to get professional hitters out and get the best hitters in the world out. You know, going from college to pro ball is a big adjustment, you know, especially coming from a smaller school. But, you know, I feel like I'm learning every day, you know, how to get these guys out and continue to do it for hopefully years to come. So.
Thank you for your time.
There are only 3 things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
You love your car.
Games officially remain in the California League season, and it's a big-time matchup on a Saturday night between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Ride. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to downtown Visalia at Valley Strong Ballpark. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Saturday night. And without further ado, let's dive into tonight's starting lineup brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off for Rancho will be number 13, Wilman Diaz. He'll be followed by the left fielder, Zaire Hope, at the two spot. Cameron Decker, the first baseman, will bat third. Jose Mesa, the right fielder, will bat four. Samuel Munoz will be the DH, batting five. Eduardo Quintero will man center field, batting six. Victor Rodriguez will bat seven. Eduardo Guerrero bat eighth. And then lastly, Elijah Hainline, the shortstop, will bat out of the number nine spot. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be the right-hander Daniel Nunez on the mound. And Nunez is set along with Wilman Diaz, and we're ready to play baseball here on this Saturday night, as the first pitch on the way is outside for ball one, one and oh. Happy to have you alongside on this Saturday night. Crucial times here for this Rawhide team as they look to make their first playoff appearance since 2019. That pitch on the outside corner is in there for a strike, one and one. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. Pitch on the way from Nunez, and that one is outside for a ball. And the count is now 2-1. Daniel Nunez has been the starter for this Rawhide club now since about the end of June, early July. Nunez's pitch is on the way, and that one's on the outside corner and in there for a strike, 2-2. Nunez moved into that role after Caden Grice was placed onto the IL. The first start for Daniel Nunez was on June 26th against Inland Empire. Two balls, two strikes with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way. The pause at the chest. Here's the deal home. Breaking ball swung on and foul tip. Kenny nearly had it, but unable to hold on to the squeeze. So bounce out of his glove and get ready for another pitch. But you talk about that June 26th outing against Inland Empire where he made his first start. Four innings of work, two hits, and no earned runs. That was a Wednesday day game out at San Manuel Stadium out in San Bernardino. They've come in 2-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one's ripped up the middle for a base hit. So Wilman Diaz will lead the ball game off for Rancho. One base runner off of one hit. Take a look at the replay here. Hanging breaking ball left on the outside third of the zone. And just rips that one right up the middle and brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. Talking a little bit more about Daniel Nunez, 6 foot 195, the 21-year-old right-hander from Merida, Mexico. Nunez will stare down Zaire Hope for the first time in this ball game. First year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, as that pitch is high and outside for ball one, 1-0. The D-backs signed Nunez to a minor league contract on December 13th of 2023. One ball, no strikes. I'm going to pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. So the count now 2-0. Originally began his professional playing career out in Mexico with the Olamecas de Tabasco. Two balls, no strikes. Upcoming deal on the way from Nunez, and that one is fouled off to the left side. The count now 2-1. He played in Mexico for those 2 years before he would be placed on reserve on July 29th. And then, as mentioned, it would be signed by Arizona on December 13th. It was brought to you by Salia on May 17th of this season. Two balls, one strike. Here's the deal home. And that one is fouled off to the right side, 2-2. We talk about that first start for Nunez, his first appearance in a Rawhide uniform. It was on May 18th against Lake Yellowstone in a ball game where he went 2 1/3 innings of work. Gave up one run, one hit. It was not an earned run, however. Four punch-outs in that ball game. Two balls, two strikes with no outs. Daniel Nunez gets ready for the deal home. And Zaire Hope will have to wait a little bit longer as he throw over to the first baseman, Ben McLaughlin. And Zay just able to hold on to it, but no tag needed. Zaire Hope so far on the year, batting 308 with 7 home runs and 22 RBIs. Nunez deal home, and that one is just a bit low for ball three, 3-2. Home plate umpire for today's ball game, Blake Bison. Meanwhile, the first base umpire is Reginald Webb. You look at the replay there, just below the knees to make the count full. So just two batters into this ball game, and Rancho threatening to put runners on first and second. Payoff pitch on the way, grounded up the middle. It'll be fielded by Rojas, the right side of second base, and his throw to first base is in time for out number one. One down here in the inning. Let's go through the numbers here in 2024 for Daniel Nunez. 1-1 with a 2.57 ERA through 16 games of work, 49 innings pitched with 55 strikeouts and just 9 walks for Daniel Nunez to begin the year. And you see the play there by Anderson Rojas having to cover a lot of ground to make that play. But, I mean, the most impressive part about all those numbers you just read out is you look on your screen, 9 walks on 55 strikeouts, a very good strikeout-to-walk ratio. As now the pitch on the way is in there for a strike 0-1 to Cameron Decker. They talk a little bit about Cameron Decker, a guy who's batting 265 on the year, 7 home runs and 33 RBIs. Decker with the runner in scoring position. Here's the deal home, and it's outside for a ball, so the count now 1-1. Talk about this Rawhide team with runners in scoring position. They have struggled this series. They haven't lacked the opportunity to get a runner at second or better, but they just haven't been able to capitalize. For this Rancho team, it's been a little bit different. They haven't had as much of a quantity as Rawhide have, as you look at last night's ball game on a day where they were 0-4. 1-1, 1 away. The upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-2. You look at the most successful day in the series with runners in scoring position for Rancho. You either go Tuesday or Wednesday, likely Thursday, I should say. And a ball game where they were 2-6. And a game that they defeated Visalia, final score 6-3. 1-2, 1 away after the foul tip.
In case anyone has a problem with anything I've done all year, that's my mom right there in front of 203. Just watch what you say to her.
Take a look there at Kenny Castillo behind home plate, taking a the ricochet off the front of the mask. Kenny Castillo will get ready for the upcoming pitch here in just a moment. Upcoming deal on the way. The glance at second. Here's the deal. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Daniel Nunez has his first strikeout of the ballgame. There's now two down here in the inning. A strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Dean. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141.
141 with Allstate, you are in good hands. At the plate, number 35, Jose.
And now brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. A guy who's batting 242 on the season with 7 home runs and 28 RBIs. Mesa would get ready for the deal home from Nunez. Here's the pitch. And that was a swing and a miss for strike number one. Wanted to go back to Kenny Castillo. You saw the ricochet off the mask a moment ago. His catcher's equipment actually belonged to former Arizona Diamondback Carson Kelly. Carson Kelly made his major league debut with the St. Louis Cardinals in 2016. 0-1 pitch on the way, grounded up the middle. We'll talk a little bit more about the equipment later on in the ballgame, but the throw to first base is in time, and the inning comes to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. Go to the bottom half of inning number one. Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can...
There's a different kind of buzz in the ballpark here tonight. A large crowd on this Saturday night as we get to see the Rawhide offense step up to the plate for the first time in this ballgame. It'll be Yancel, Luis, Anderson, Rojas, Demetrio, Crisantes, 1-2, and 3 to appear in the inning. First pitch, ground ball to the right side. Backhand effort by Diaz to throw to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. And with that, we go through the starting lineup for Visalia. Yancel, Luis will lead things off. Anderson Rojas will bat at the 2 spot. Meanwhile, batting third, Demetrio Crisantes. Kenny Castillo will bat 4. Meanwhile, Drew Jones will return to center field, batting at the 5 spot. Ryan Waldschmidt will be the left fielder, batting 6. Ben McLaughlin, the first baseman, will bat 7. And then it'll be Ruben Santana and Jefferson Pena. The pitch on the way to Rojas is on the outside for ball 1, 1-0. Meanwhile, for Rancho, tonight's starting pitcher is the right-hander Cam Day, 6'2", 195. The 22-year-old from Ogden, Utah, spent his collegiate playing days at the University of Utah, the Utah Utes. Former Pac-12 and now newest Big 12 member. As that pitch is inside for a ball, the count now 2-1. Day in his second year in the Dodgers, in the Dodgers organization. Pitch on the way to Rojas. That one's in there for a strike, 2-2. He's been 20-23 out of the ACL, where he had a 3.86 ERA in just two games pitched in last season. We'll talk about his 2024 numbers here after this pitch to, after this at-bat to Anderson Rojas. The 2-2 deal on the way, and that one swung on and missed, strike 3. So Rojas will be struck out for the first strikeout of the ball game for Day, and we'll go through the numbers here in 2024. 4-3 with a 4.89 ERA. 20 games played in. He started 14 now. 84 and two-thirds innings of work. This is a look at the strikeout numbers. 80 punch-outs and 43 walks. Has given up 4 long balls so far this season. Here's the deal home to Crisantes. And he takes that one in there for a strike. 0-1. Crisantes has been such a fun player to watch. Batting 358. 5 home runs and 32 RBIs. That one's lifted into center field. Returning backwards is Quintero. Just in front of the warning track, he'll put both hands on the glove, and he'll make the out. So Visalia goes 3 up, 3 down in the bottom half of inning number 1. Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball. We're moving to the top half of inning number two. It'll be Samuel Munoz, Eduardo Quintero, and Victor Rodriguez. Daniel Nunez allowed just one hit in the top half of inning number one. You talk about Samuel Munoz so far this year. He's batting .237 with five home runs and 43 RBIs. That pitch on the way is outside for ball one, 1-0. It's Wilman Diaz who had the leadoff single to begin this ball game. And one thing you notice that's been different through the first four games of the inning or of the series, Kendall George not batting out of the leadoff spot. He was placed on the IL earlier today after he had that collision out in left center field in the late stages of yesterday's ball game. He was down on the field earlier to the game. He had the sweatpants on with the basketball shoes, so George walking under his own power, but a scary scene last night. As the 1-1 pitch on the way, that one is in there for strike number two. It was a collision between Zaire Hope and Kendall George out in shallow left center field. It was a little bloop shot that fell into left, and as a result, Ride would tack on three runs in the frame as that ball is now lifted up into left field for Ryan Walshmit to be underneath it. And speaking of Ryan Walshmit, we'll go through tonight's starting defense for Visalia. Kenny Castillo is housed behind home plate. Meanwhile, at first, Ben McLaughlin, Yancel Luis at second, Anderson Rojas at short. Ruben Santana will man the hot corner at third. Ryan Walshmit, who just made the play in left. Meanwhile, center field, Drew Jones, Jefferson Pena will make his first start in the series since Tuesday night. And then lastly, the DH, Dimitro Crisantes. So with one down here in the inning, bunt sign shown. And that one is in there for strike 0-1. You talk about Dimitro Crisantes, how good of a player he's been this season. Whenever he's not in the field, you got to find a way to get him in the lineup somehow. So they put him at the DH spot, and he still bats top three in the Rawhide order as that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. In addition to the DH in the National League a couple years ago, made the designated hitter spot a universal thing around all of Major League Baseball. It used to be just the American League, and in the National League, pitchers were forced to hit. And now with that DH spot, it just opens up so many more possibilities and opportunities for more offense to be presented into the game. 2-1 with one down. Here's the deal home. That one's upstairs for ball three, 3-1. You think about before the when the National League was a pitcher's batting league. I mean, it was kind of it was forced for pitchers to play kind of that chess game a little bit more, especially in clutch time scenarios, as that one is swung on miss for strike number two. So the count will go full here with one down here in the inning. We'll talk about Eduardo Quintero, 143 with no home runs and no RBI so far on the year. Upcoming pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez. Here's the delivery. That one's grounded to the right side. Ben McLaughlin will make the grab, and he'll step on first base for out number two. Ben McLaughlin has been a good glove over there at first base. So far this year, we've seen Jackson Feltner, who was called up to high A 2 weeks ago. We saw him play over at first base. Modifi Marte, Ruben Santana. And now you got Ben McLaughlin, the ninth-round draft pick out of Arkansas, who's had a very good time over there at first base since being added to this club. So a two down here in the inning. Upcoming pitch on the way from Nunez to Victor Rodriguez. That one is downstairs and in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Victor Rodriguez batting .238 with one home run and two RBIs here in 2024. Nunez will stare down Rodriguez. He'll get ready for the pitch home from the right side of the slab. Here comes Nunez's pitch. And that one is outside for ball two, 2-1.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, a good crowd on hand here at the Valley Strong Ballpark. Tomorrow night will be the series finale between the Quakes and the Rawhide with their Kids Club jersey giveaway. The Halloween-themed jersey, swing and a miss for strike number one. First 100 kids, a part of the Tippers Kids Club, will get the Halloween-themed jersey. Before the ride, we'll wrap things up and go on the road on Tuesday night for a six-game series against the Inland Empire 66ers, the current fourth-place team in the Cal South, as that pitch is in there for strike number two. So it makes that these games that much more important. If you win tonight and tomorrow, you'll be tied up with Rancho with 18 games left to go in the season. And then you have a six-game set against the worst team in the California League, so a chance to make up more games. A 2-2 pitch on the way. Grounded to the right side. Yancel Luis will field. A toss to first base in time. And Daniel Nunez, a 3-up, 3-down, top half of inning number two. Right at the bottom half of the frame, Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-on vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the bottom half of inning number two. As the pitch on the way from Cam Day, he's in there for a strike, oh and whoop. So Kenny Castillo, Drew Jones, Ryan Waldschmidt due up here in the second inning. Rye looking for their first base runner of the night. And Kenny will swing through that pitch for strike number two. No balls and two strikes. Rancho had the first hit of the ball game on the first batter of the ball game. Wilman Diaz driving a single right up the middle. 0-2, no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's a pause and the fire home from Day. Breaking ball outside for ball one, 1-2. Cam Day spent two seasons with Utah before arriving in the Dodgers organization. And now Kenny will foul that one up and out of play. He's going to remain 1-2. A foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. 2000. He drafted as a sophomore at the University of Utah. Ground ball to the right side. Slow roller. He'll be scooped up by the second baseman, Diaz. And his throw to first base is in time. So now one down here in the inning. And that gives us a chance to look at the starting lineup, starting defense for Rancho Cucamonga. Behind the plate, Victor Rodriguez. Over at first is Cameron Decker. Wilman Diaz will be the second baseman. At shortstop, Elijah Hainline. Eduardo Guerrero will be the third baseman. Meanwhile, outfield, Zaire Hope in left. In center field, Eduardo Contrero. And then lastly in right field is Jose Mesa. Pitch on the way to Drew Jones. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Lastly, the DH for today's ball game, Samuel Munoz. One ball, no strikes, one away. Here's the pitch to Drew Jones, and he'll take that one upstairs for ball two, 2-0. Drew Jones batting 268 with 5 home runs and 51 RBIs. He's the 92nd ranked prospect in all of minor league baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. As that pitch is outside for ball three, 3-0. Drew Jones also ranked as a second-ranked prospect in the D-backs organization, right behind Jordan Lawler, who is currently in AAA Reno. The 3-0 pitch on the way to Drew. Outside, he'll take that one in there for a strike, 3-1. Jones has been very patient here, and only since after the first quarter of the season. The guy has been patient at the plate. He's willing to draw a walk for this Rawhide club as he now grounds this one to the right side. Could be a difficult play. The throw is behind Cam Day, but he's able to make the grab on it and step on first base in time for the second out of the inning. A little 3-1 ground out brings up Ryan Waldschmidt to the plate. Cam Day, 3-6 in 17 appearances in 2023. Tallied at 54.2 innings of work during that season. He also ranked second on the team with 55 strikeouts during his 2023 season with the Utes. 3-1 pitch on the way. That one is outside. He also played against Casey Anderson's Utah Valley during the 2023 campaign, where he went 3 innings of work, allowed 1 run and 1 hit ball, threw 3 strikeouts during those frames that he appeared in. Now the 1-0 pitch on the way to Waldschmidt as he's able to dodge out of the way of that pitch. So the count now is 2-0. His freshman year, he earned a Sunday spot in the rotation, where he made 15 starts that year. He also tallied 36 strikeouts and 62 and a third innings of work with the Utes, as that one is fouled directly backwards for strike number one. Ryan Waldschmidt, on the other hand, a former SEC caliber player out of the University of Kentucky. Waldschmidt was a part of that 2024 Kentucky team that made the Men's College World Series. They would win the opening game against NC State before dropping the next two against several other SEC foes, Texas A&M and the University of Florida. Ryan Waldschmidt, a guy who can hit for power. He's also had a really good arm. We've already seen two really nice throws in left field so far in this series. 2-2 pitch on the way. And that one is upstairs for ball three, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2-way. Waldschmidt gets ready for the pitch. A guy who's batting 269 with no home runs and 4 RBIs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Day, with McLaughlin awaiting on deck. Slow ground ball to the third base side. It'll roll on the chalk, but eventually will roll left. So Waldschmidt will live to see another pitch in a 3-2 count. Waldschmidt will have the slow walk back over to the plate as he gets ready for the upcoming pitch. Waldschmidt, prior to his time at Kentucky, also spent time at Charleston Southern during the 2022 season. Upcoming deal on the way to Waldschmidt, and tries to go opposite field and fouls that one off to the right side. We'll talk about his 2024 season. As Waldschmidt, a guy who batted .333 on the season. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2-way. The upcoming pitch on the way to Waldschmidt. And once again, gets another piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side. So Waldschmidt not making an easy at-bat here in the first 2 innings of work. Take a look at the replay here from Cam Day. You see him attacking the outside corner. And Waldschmidt just gets a piece of it. So another payoff pitch on the way. And Waldschmidt will foul it off. So a fun at-bat here in inning number two, as that will now be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Foul ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Give them a call today at 559-747-2000 for free quote today. 3-2, a two-way pitch inside. Ball four. And there's a patience that plenty of scouts and recruits have talked about for Waldschmidt throughout the years. Good plate discipline, gets you a walk, gets you a runner on base, and now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, one of the new draftees. McLaughlin drafted in the ninth round of this summer's MLB draft out of the University of Arkansas. The former Arkansas Razorback looking to give the Rawhide an early 1-0 lead. First pitch on the way. That one's down the backside, and McLaughlin's going to take that one off the back left calf. So now runners on first and second for Ruben Santana. So Cam Day, who was one strike away from getting himself through this inning, has now given up a free pass and a hit by pitch. And now we're going to have the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Cedar Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open and by sailing. So all it is Sean Coyne, Cam Day, and Victor Rodriguez. Everybody else will stay in their positions on the infield. Now the home plate umpire, Blake Bison, is going to make his way out and say, all right, boys, let's break this one up. The action already starting to get warmed up out in that Rancho bullpen. First relief pitcher for today's ball game will be the Major League rehabber Connor Brogdon, who has now spent 5 years in the Major Leagues with four of those belonging to the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll talk a little bit more about Brogdon when he comes up to the ball game. And they're all trying to put him in a situation where he's trailing entering the game. Two down, runners on first and second. This is Rawhide's first runner in scoring position of the night. And Ruben Santana will foul that one off to the left side, 0-1. We've already talked about runners in scoring position in this ball game. Yesterday, the Rawhide were 3-4-11. Their most successful game of the series, 4-for-17. However, it was still a ball game that left 12 on base. It was just the second time this season that the Rawhide have left that many runners on base. So the positive there, how many opportunities you got with runners in scoring position, the negative in Wednesday night's loss, how many runners you left on base. You think how much bigger of a ball game that could have been in an affair where Rancho walked 8 Rawhide batters. No balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Ruben Santana bats 215 with 3 home runs and 42 RBIs. What a time it would be for his 4th home run of the year. 0-2 at 2-A. Day glances at second where Waldschmidt stands. Runner in motion. Pitch outside. And Ryan Waldschmidt will have an easy stolen base. And he had the glow in his eyes the second that Day released that pitch. And not even a throw from Victor Rodriguez.
I bet you could walk all day in shoes like that and not feel a thing.
So now you got Waldschmidt at third, McLaughlin at first.
I wish I had shoes like that.
And now Santana working with a man 90 feet away from home. Pause from Cam Day, holds at the belt. Here's the deal home. Santana into left center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. His 43rd RBI of the season will score around. Rounding third base is Ben McLaughlin. Here comes the relay throw. The throw is not in time. And Visalia takes a 2-0 lead here in the bottom half of the second inning.
Serving the Central Valley with honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call. 559.
Santana comes up with the first clutch hit of this bowl game. Over the next two games, every single at-bat is that much important. And Ruben Santana drives it into left center field. As good as they come right there, Waldschmidt and McLaughlin scores. That stolen base was crucial for Waldschmidt. And now it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate for his first start since Tuesday night. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. We'll see if Pena can go for back-to-back RBI chances as he gets a piece of that one and fouls it backwards. Santana's double, his 8th here in 2024. And he's quickly behind in the count, 0-2. Cam Day is already up to 36 pitches so far here in this ballgame. Jefferson Pena, 2 home runs. Those 2 home runs came within a 5-game span in the month of June. 0-2 at 2-A. The ninth batter here in the right order. We get ready to send it back to the top in the form of Yancel Luis as that pitch is outside for ball one, one and two. Urban Santana takes a small lead over at second base. And you put that ball in the gap. Santana's scoring easily from second. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and Pena will foul that one directly backwards. The Rawhide team who enters today with a record of 26-20 here in the second half, 55-56 overall. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they're 28-18 and 58-52 overall. One ball, two strikes, two way. A spin from Cam Day as he goes off the mound and looks over at second.
I think I heard her say Randy Johnson bobblehead. She's right here.
Game 112 will have 131. If the Rawhide can find a way to get a win tonight, they would be one game back of Rancho with one game remaining in the series. As Pena thought about the swing, does he go around? The base umpire, Reginald Webb, says no. And the count is now 2-2.
That's right, guard.
The way it works out is the Rawhide win the second half. They clinch a playoff spot. If the Rawhide finish in second and Lake Elsinore wins the second half, the Rawhide would also get in, but they would have to finish with a better second half record than Rancho. As Pena fouls that one off to the right side, if both Rancho and Visalia tie, it would go to best overall record. And at the moment, Rancho is currently three games ahead with Visalia with that 58 wins compared to Visalia's 55. So lots of different scenarios you look at, and over the next 3 weeks, they become that much more clear as Pena foul tips that one, and unable to be held onto is Victor Rodriguez. Meanwhile, in the north, it's been looking a little bit different as of lately. A six-game lead for San Jose. The Giants are 27-19 in the second half. Meanwhile, for Fresno, they are 21-25. 2-2, a two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way from Cam Day. And that one is fouled off to the right side. You talk about that Fresno Grizzlies team, four games below 500. That will be the final homestand for this Rawhide team in 2 weeks' time to end August and begin September on September 1. That is three Sundays from now. 2-2, a two-way, as Pena will foul that one directly backwards. Each game that we get closer to, the more school board watching you look. And next week, that's practically all we'll be doing when we're out in San Manuel Stadium. It's been a Rawhide team who's at Inland Empire's number in 2024. The 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And Pena will be the final out of the inning. So we head to the top half of the third. Visalia has the first run of the ball game thanks to a two-run RBI from Ruben Santana. Visalia 2, Rancho 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILBF.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Tecron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Tecron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo.
Mamacita.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball here at VasiliRide.com, the MILB app. Eduardo Guerrero will lead things off. It'll be Guerrero, Hainline, and Diaz, 8-9-1 here in the frame. And that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Eduardo Guerrero batting 174 with no home runs and 3 RBIs, here in 2024. Coming 0-1 delivery on the way from Nunez. Here's his pitch. And that ball is lifted into left. Underneath it is Ryan Walshmit. And it'll be there for the grab for out number one here in the inning. Well, several experts, whenever Walshmit was drafted out of college, they wondered, would Walshmit become a center fielder down the road, or would he be a primary left fielder or right, a corner outfielder, mainly left field. And majority of experts saying that Walshmit will likely stay in left field unless some sort of opportunity opens up in center field. But the way the Diamondbacks outfield currently looks at the moment, it's a tough ask right now, so you'd likely think that Walshmit will move his way throughout the Diamondbacks organization out in left field. He does have a really good arm as that ball is ripped into left field, back to the wall, and that ball is gone. A solo home run. It's Hainline's first professional home run, and it cuts the lead in half. It's now 2-1 here in the top half of the third inning. Takes advantage of an inside pitch and rips it out on the left. And a step on home plate, and the former Oregon State Beaver has his first professional home run. That ball is left right over the heart of the plate, and the Punisher there into left field. Elijah Hainline cuts the lead in half as Wilman Diaz steps up to the plate. And Diaz, so far in this ball game, already having a base hit of his own, as that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Wilman Diaz, 2-for-3 in yesterday's ball game with a pair of singles, a run, and a walk, as that one is fouled directly backwards for strike number one. That foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Daniel Nunez will get ready for pitch number 41 in just a moment to Diaz. And that one is lifted into center field. Retreating backwards is both Luis and Rojas. But in the end, it'll be Drew Jones who will be there for the grab. And there's now two down here in the inning. We see Drew Jones back in the lineup after getting yesterday's bowl game off. Saw Anderson Rojas out in center field yesterday. But prior to that, the first three games of the series featured the former second overall pick out in center field. Drew Jones, a speedy guy. This has been his first full professional season. We talk about him getting drafted in 2022. Did not play that season after suffering an injury during a training session out of Chase Field. And then in 2023, he began the year. He dealt with a hamstring injury and was periodically off and on. Walshmit with the grab. An underhand toss over to Daniel Nunez, who covers the bag. A good play and a good throw gets the Rawhide out of the inning. However, a solo home run from Elijah Hainline will make this a 2-1 ball game heading to the bottom half of inning number three. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring, and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance.
But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Baseball with you. Love, Mike. Again, that's Jessica. Thanks for 18 years of baseball with you. Love, Mike.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. Yancel Luis will lead things off. It'll be the top of the Rawhide order to begin inning number three. Yancel Luis, Anderson Rojas, and Demetrio Crisantes. The first pitch on the way is inside at the hands for ball one. 1-0. Yancel Luis, 3-for-17 so far in the series, including a 2-for-5 ball game yesterday with a pair of singles and a run. And this time, Luis once again has to slide out of the way for ball two, 2-0. The Rawhide have a 2-1 lead here in the bottom half of the third inning, thanks to a 2-run RBI base hit from Ruben Santana in the bottom half of the second. However, Elijah Hainline, his first professional home run, came in the top half of the third inning on a no-doubter over the left field bullpen. So that's the update up to this point. Yancel Luis faces off against Cam Day, who to get ready for pitch number 48, as that one is inside on Luis for ball three, 3-0. Rawhide looking to get a base runner on board to begin this inning. As you look at Hainline right there over at shortstop. With the sun blaring down on that shortstop in left field positions, the 3-1 pitch inside for Luis. He'll take ball four. So it'll be the first time Luis will get on base in this ball game and bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com as that Anderson Rojas gets ready to step up to the plate. Rojas in his last at-bat struck out swinging. So far on the series, he's 2-for-6, including an 0-for-3 ball game yesterday where he had a strikeout and a walk. And Rojas will foul that one off to the right side, 0-1. Rojas, a top 10 stolen base leader so far in the California League, but he hasn't been able to show off that threat as of lately. You look at Rojas on the season, his last stolen base was August 6th. That's now 11 days ago. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way to Rojas as he pops that one up on the infield. Backwards is Hainline into shallow center. And he'll be there for the grab for out number one. It retires Rojas and brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate.
Going to the plate, the designated hitter for the Hive tonight, number 19, Demetrio Crisantes.
So here is Demetrio Crisantes getting ready to dig in. He was 0-for-1 so far here in the ball game, but you look at his ball game yesterday, 2-for-3, not a bad day for the 19-year-old. Pickoff attempt at first. That ball is dropped on the tag. And diving back in safely is Yancel Luis. Demetrio Crisantes 5-for-13 so far in the series. Talk about that 2-for-3 day yesterday. A 2-run home run with a single, a walk, and a strikeout. The first pitch of the at-bat on the way here to Demetrio. And he grounds out one to the left side. A slow roller. It'll stay fair. The throw to first base is barely in time. So Crisantes is gunned out by the third baseman, Guerrero. But it does advance Yancel Luis to second. And now manager D. Garner is going to have a word with the base umpire, Reginald Webb. That was a very, very close play. Crisantes prints it down the line. It didn't look like it would stay fair, but it never went out. So Guerrero had to make the field. The crossbody throw to first base. And hard to tell there whether Crisantes was safe or out at first. Yeah, no replay, really no way to challenge a call here at the single-A level. So the call will stand. And with two down, it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. So Crisantes now 0-for-2 in the ball game. Kenny Castillo 2-for-3 in yesterday's ball game with a pair of singles as well. First pitch on the way, inside at the hands, swung on and missed, and the count now 0-1. Visalia looking for their second hit of the ball game. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they've tacked on two. 0-1 with two-way. Here's a hold at the belt from Cam Day. Gets ready for the deal home to Castillo, and it's a swing and a miss for strike two. Kenny grounded out to second for the first out of the second inning. And it was the same situation. He quickly found himself behind in the count 0-2. Cam Day will get ready for his 55th pitch here in just a moment. Drew Jones awaits on deck here for Visalia. 0-2 pitch on the way from Cam Day. Holds at the belt, the glance at second base. Here's the deal home, breaking ball outside. And we've already seen that a couple times here in this ball game for Cam Day, trying to use that slider on two strike pitches, trying to force batters to chase on the outside part of the zone. However, unable to do it on the right-on-right matchup to Kenny Castillo. 1-2, a two-way. Here's the deal home. And Kenny will rip that one into left field. Back at the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. A two-run home run from Kenny Castillo gives Visalia a three-run lead. It's 4-1 here in the bottom half of the third inning. Kenny Castillo, as soon as it left the bat, he had the long, long stare down at the ball that left the 1971 championship banner in left field. All of that and then some. That is a way to fire up your eye. Dugout all smiles over there on the left side of the field. Kenny, yesterday, the two-hit day. And why not open up your day with a hit? And now Visalia, two hits now with runners in scoring position. They are 2-for-3 and have a three-run lead. And it brings up the fan favorite, Drew Jones, to the plate. And now Drew will rip that one into right field, down the line and right, just in front of the right field bullpen. And the grab is made by Jose Mesa. But Visalia gets a crucial two-run home run off the bat of Kenny Castillo. And the Visalia Rawhide now lead this ballgame 4-1. Thanks to Kenny Castillo. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top half of inning number four. It'll be Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, and Samuel Munoz. First pitch on the way, and that one is fouled directly backwards for strike number one. So we got into this topic earlier. We didn't finish the story, but as we said earlier, the catcher's equipment that Kenny Castillo has been using all season long belonged to the former Arizona Diamondback Carson Kelly. He spent 2019 to 2022 with the Diamondbacks. I should say 2019 to 2023 before he would be traded over to the Detroit Tigers. And if you look at the very, very top, that neck guard right underneath Castillo's chin, it actually says Kelly right underneath the mask. First pitch on the way, and that one is inside. I should say third pitch of the at-bat inside, as that one will hit the batter on deck, Cameron Decker. So a leadoff batter is hit and brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. So when I saw Kenny at the start of the year, whenever the Rawhide had their first practice here at Valley Strong Ballpark, right before that April 5th series, see if you can see it. Hard to tell from the angle right there. And he, Kenny, to look over at the first base camera. Give us a look over here. Hard to tell there, but that was one of the first things that Kenny said. Mentioned, like the equipment he was using. He said, yeah, former Diamondback Carson Kelly's equipment. Ground ball to the left side. Anderson Rojas, a diving effort. He makes the grab, but unable to get back up in time. So now runners on first and second as Samuel Munoz gets ready to step up to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at Gus Body Shop by Salia. com. So Anderson Rojas having to go to the edge of the infield dirt to make the grab. And now you got Samuel Munoz, who is 2-for-4 in yesterday's ball game with a 2-run home run and the single. That 2-run home run yesterday brought Rancho within a run of yesterday's game. 5 homers on the year, and Munoz will take that one in there for a strike 0-1. Samuel Munoz, homer twice in the series. He's driven in 5 runs in just 3 games so far this week. 4 of his 5 home runs this year have come against Rawhide pitching, where he's batting .263 and 16 RBIs in 16 games against Visalia. 1-1 with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way to Samuel Munoz. As he gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side, the count is now 1-2. Samuel Munoz has been a fearful batter for Rawhide pitchers so far this week. And Daniel Nunez now looking to sit him down for the second straight at-bat. 1-2 with no outs. Here's the deal home. Ground ball to the right side. A chance to turn 2-3-6-1. And it gets away from Nunez. Here comes the runner home. Diving head first to home plate is Cameron Decker. He'll score. And Rancho cuts the lead in half. It's 4-2. So one out here in the inning as McLaughlin decided he wanted to go to second for the out. I don't think he would have had a chance if he would have tried to sprint over to first base. And now Daniel Nunez makes his way out to the mound. And the athletic trainer and pitching coach, both Tyler Mark and Catwood A, made their way to the edge of the doorstep. Actually, they made their way out onto the infield apron before Nunez pointed over and said no thank you. And that play will officially go down as an E6 against Rojas. So it'll be Visalia's first error of the ball game. So that'll be the way that Munoz will reach. You got to give credit to Daniel Nunez, looking like a first baseman over there. Getting is that left leg fully extended, but was unable to make the pick. So now it brings up Eduardo Quintero to the plate. And pitch on the way, and that one is popped up to the right side. Foul ball brought to you by right Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. So that play will officially go down as a fielder's choice that will allow Munoz to get on base. So fielder's choice, the E6 will be what allows Cameron Decker to score. The pitch on the way, swung on and missed, awesome. And the count is now 0-2. Jose Mesa will be the out at second. Now Eduardo Quintero in an 0-2 count looking to fight back against Nunez. That pitch a bit inside for ball 1-2. Eduardo Quintero yet to have an RBI so far here in 2024. 1-2, 1 away. Daniel Nunez will have the pickoff attempt over at first base. One ball, 2-1 away. Upcoming deal on the way to Quintero. And that one is outside for a ball, so the count is now 2-2. Talking about Quintero against right-handed hitting so far this year. We'll talk about those numbers here in just a moment. Batting 207 games. Check swing to the right side. Another chance at turn two. Here we go. 3-6. And another fielder's choice here in the inning. A little bit of hesitation by the first baseman, Ben McLaughlin, as he was never able to really get that ball quickly out of his hands. So back-to-back fielder's choices will get Munoz out at second. Allow Quintero to reach, and it brings up Victor Rodriguez to the plate. Rancho, 3 hits compared to Visalia's 2. Ride, 4 runs compared to Rancho's 2. As that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-1. Victor Rodriguez is one game that he's played so far in this series. He was 0-4 on Thursday night with a pair of strikeouts. As now that slider is outside for ball 1-1. .43 ground out. He's been the lone listing in Victor Rodriguez's game. Yesterday behind the plate was Carlos Rojas. And it's been that way since the start of this series. There's only 2 official listed catchers on this Rancho team. Same for Visalia with only Kenny Castillo and Adrian DeLeon. 1-2-2. Daniel Nunez will face off against Victor Rodriguez. The upcoming deal home. Breaking ball sent into right center field. Drew Jones will go racing towards the warning track, and he'll be there for the grab. What a play by Drew Jones. He shows off the wheels in center field for the final out of the inning. And we head to the bottom half of inning number 4. Rancho, 1 run on 1 hit and 1 error with 1 runner left on base. Bottom 4 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia 4, Rancho 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have 0 carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Quick technical difficulties all sorted out. We're ready to resume play here in the bottom half of inning number 4. Ryan Walshman, Ben McLaughlin, Ruben Santana, 6, 7, and 8. As that pitch is fouled backwards, the count now 2-1. Ryan Walshman drawing a walk that would eventually lead to a run. He also had a stolen base in his last at-bat, so trying to bringing that success to the plate right here with Cam Day on pitch number 62 as Victor Rodriguez will get a pitch fouled off of him, and the count is now 2-2. Ryan Welchman yesterday was 1-for-4 with a stolen base and a single. So far in the series, 5-for-12. Welchman made his debut last week against Modesto, and it wasn't until his fourth game of the series, I should say third game of the series, on Saturday night where he would record a pair of hits. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upcoming deal on the way to Welchman. Breaking ball outside for ball 3-2. But Welchman, since that professional debut, he may have found some sort of a groove as he finds himself on a 5-game hitting streak, which is tied for the 6th longest streak in all of the California League, as Welchman will foul that one directly backwards. Welchman does keep the on-base streak alive as he gets on via the walk in that first plate appearance. The 3-2 pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and missed, so Welchman will be struck out. And now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Take a look at the replay here. Taxi outside. Welchman trying to take it opposite field. Unable to catch up to it. That now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, who was hit by the pitch in the first deal of his last plate appearance. Here's the one-out pitch on the way. And that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Ben McLaughlin, tough series so far. 0-for-4 in the ball game yesterday. He struck out 4 separate times. And a 1-for-12 series so far, as that one is in there for a strike, and the count is now 1-1. Coming pitch on the way to McLaughlin. A ground ball to the left side. And it'll be scooped up by the third baseman. Guerrero is thrown to first base, not in time. It's the second time we've seen a slow ground ball over to third. However, this time it does not work out in favor of the third baseman, so McLaughlin will give Visalia their third hit of the ballgame and brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. Look at the replay there. Goes opposite field, and just with the way the angle was for Guerrero, he was playing more closer to second base. Never really had a full chance to make a play on it, so now brings up Ruben Santana to the plate, who has a 2-run RBI double in this game. As he fouls that one off to the left side, the count now 0-1. Santana 3-for-8 in the series. Last time we saw him was on Thursday night when he played over at first base. In that game for Santana, a strikeout, a walk, a single, and an RBI in Thursday night's game. Pitch on the way to Ruben. That one's outside for ball 1-1. Right, well, play one final game tomorrow with the right-hander Denny Larondo on the mound for the Rawhide. Meanwhile, for Rancho, that'll be Christian Zazueta. The 1-1 deal on the way. That one's downstairs for ball 2-1. You got Jefferson Pena, who waits on deck here for Visalia, looking to add on some runs and get back that 3-run lead that they had entering the top half of the fourth. 2-1 pitch on the way. And that one is outside for a ball, so the count now 3-1. Santana will quickly step out before getting ready for the upcoming pitch. 3-1 with one away. The steer down, here's the deal to Santana as he fouls that one backwards, and the count is now 3-2. Bottom of the Rawhide order. Contributing here in this ball game, you look at Welchman's walk, McLaughlin, his base hit, Santana a double. 3-2 with one away. Here's the deal. Ground ball to the third base side. A chance to turn 2-5-4 fielder's choice. So Santana will get on base, and there will be now 2 down here in the inning.
Coming to play for the high, number 1, Jefferson Pena.
Take a look at the replay here. Ground ball to the third base side. The recovery by Guerrero. The transfer to Diaz. Throw to first base, not in time. But now brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate, who has not had a base hit in now 2 series. This week and last week against Modesto. Trying to get on base right here. As a pickoff attempt at first goes wide. Santana will put down his head and run to second base. They'll get there standing. So they're all high to have a runner in scoring position. On the throwing air from Cam Day.
Shane. Hey, mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm
agent. REI opportunity here for Jefferson Pena. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service. Surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. That's 625-2318. Jefferson Pena would get ready for the pitch. Batting 202 with two home runs and 25 RBIs. Talk about the hitless streak for Pena. The last time he had one was on August 1st, and it won't be in this at-bat either. A ground ball to second will put the inning to conclusion. One hit, no runs, one error, and one runner left on base. We're through four innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide lead over the Quakes 4-2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962. And meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the back.
15, Eduardo Guerrero. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number 5. Eduardo Guerrero, Elijah Hainline, and Wilman Diaz do appear in the inning. It is 8-9-1. Guerrero so far in the series 1-for-8. In a ball game yesterday where he was 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts, a single, and a walk. So far in this ball game for Eduardo Guerrero, a fly out into left field. Upcoming 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the left side. Daniel Nunez, not a bad outing so far for Daniel Nunez. You look at his game up to this point, 4 innings of work, 3 hits and 2 earned runs, a strikeout and a walk as well. The upcoming 1-1 pitch on the way to Guerrero. And that one is outside for a ball, so the count is now 2-1. Elijah Hainline, the solo home run. They give Rancho their first run of the ball game. He's on deck, and now 2-1 pitch on the way is swung on and missed for the count to now move to 2-2. Look at Daniel Nunez so far this season at home, a 1.71 ERA through 9 games. His 2-2 pitch on the way, fouled off to the left side. Numbers on the road a little bit different. 1-1 with a 4.23 ERA. That's through 10 games so far this year with a 27 2/3 innings of work. 2 balls, 2 strikes with no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way to Eduardo Guerrero. Here's the deal from Nunez as a breaking ball. That one sent into left field, and Ryan Waldschmidt will be underneath it for the grab. There's one down here in the inning and brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate.
Number 23, Elijah Hainline.
Another important thing to know for Daniel Nunez was how long it took him to allow his first earned run. It was 7 straight games at the single-A level without allowing an earned run before pitching against Lake Elsinore on June 18th. To put that into perspective, Nunez made his single-A debut on May 18th against Lake Elsinore. This one's lifted into right field. It has depth on it, but not enough to get out of the yard. So now two flyouts to begin the inning. Brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. So he makes a single-A debut against Lake Elsinore at home. The next time the Storm arrives at Valley Strong Ballpark, they would score their first run against him.
At the plate, number 13, Wilman Diaz.
So far in the month of August, through two games pitched in, no decisions with a 5.0 ERA, 9 innings of work, 10 strikeouts, and no walks with 5 earned runs. 5 earned runs in his last outing against Modesto. There's only two outings that you look at for Daniel Nunez so far this year where you really think those weren't Nunez starts. July 27th against Lake Elsinore, 5 earned runs in that ball game, and then 5 earned runs on August 10th against Modesto. Outside of that, it's been fairly consistent for Daniel Nunez this year. And another thing about Lake Elsinore, talking to manager D. Gardner after that Lake Elsinore series, and he said just things don't seem right whenever the Rawhide play there. Just something about it. I mean, it's a Lake Elsinore team who has the best home record in all the California League. Ground ball up the middle. Nunez underhand toss to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Daniel Nunez has a 3-up, 3-down frame here in the top half of inning number 5. We're halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark, Visalia 4, Rancho 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyota.ca.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. A new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho Cucamonga is the Major League rehabber, Connor Brogdon. The 5-year Major League vet rehabbing for the LA Dodgers against Yancel Luis. It'll be Yancel Luis, Anderson Rojas, Dimitri Crisantas, the top of the Rawhide order, facing off against the Major League rehabber. And this pitching change is brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescon. See and bye-bye, Bugs. 0-1 pitch on the way from Brogdon is inside for ball one, 1-1. Connor Brogdon, born in Clovis, comes in at 6'6", 205, the 29-year-old right-hander. Spent his college playing days at Lewis and Clark State. As now the 1-1 pitch on the way is swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-2. Made his major league debut with the Philadelphia Phillies in 2020, a year where he was 1-0 with a 3.97 ERA, 11 and a third innings of work with 17 strikeouts and 5 walks with the Phils. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Here's the deal home to Luis. And that one is upstairs for a ball, so the count is out 2-2. Brogdon designated for assignment on April 2nd of this season. before eventually the Phillies would trade Brogdon for Benigni Robles in the Dodgers organization. And now swing and a miss. And now one down here in the inning as Yansel Oasis struck out and brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Here's a look at the numbers for Connor Brogdon in 2024. 0-1 with a 24 ERA, 3 strikeouts, and 6 walks so far this year with the LA Dodgers. Brogdon will get ready for the deal to Anderson Rojas. Here's the deal home. And that one is inside for a ball, 1-0. You look at the transaction history so far this year. We talked about that trade right at the start of the year on April 12th. On May 5th, he would be sent on a rehab assignment after being placed on the 15-day IL due to right plantar fasciitis. Count out 2-0 with one away. However, the Dodgers would eventually shut him down officially on May 19th. They'd place him on the 60-day IL, and it would eventually reactivate him today on August 17th. 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one is inside for a ball. And the count out 3-0. This is the second Dodger rehabber that Visalia has faced off against this year. They faced off against Joe Kelly on July 2nd. And then on July 5th, Joe Kelly arrived here in Visalia and had a rehab stint against the Rawhide. Both of those ball games, Angel Ortiz with a base hit against the Dodger rehabber. And now that one is upstairs for strike number one. 3-1, 1-1. Connor Brogdon will get ready for the deal home to Anderson Rojas. And that one is ripped into right center field. Charging in is Jose Mesa. And that one's going to drop in for a base hit. Wilman Diaz jogged out into outfield and was unable to make the play. So now it's Visalia's fourth hit of the ball game and a one-out base runner as Demetrio Crisantes gets ready to step up to the plate. See the replay there, just barely stretched out past the arms of Wilman Diaz. Demetrio Crisantes 0-2 in the ball game. He's had a fair chance to see rehabbers so far this season. He's seen Robbie Ray twice here in 2024. He saw him in both the Complex League and twice out in San Jose. The one-out pitch on the way to Crisantes. And that one is outside. He saw Joe Kelly as well. Alex Cobb, a rehab appearance for the San Jose Giants. That was on the Wednesday day game out at Excite Ballpark. 1-0, 1-1. And Crisantes looking to get on base for a now 40th straight game. That's the longest on-base streak by any player this year on a ride as a ride member as that pitch is on the outside corner, 1-1. Demetrio Crisantes, he reflected back on that outing against Robbie Ray, and he said in the Complex League he was mostly pitching just fastballs, getting back in the groove after he had suffered season-ending Tommy John, runner in motion. That one is fouled backwards, count now 1-2, but Demetrio remembered facing off against Ray on that opening game of that six-game series against San Jose. And he mentioned Ray at that time as well. He was just mainly focusing on the fastball, a little bit off speed. However, he remembered on that Saturday or the Sunday game against San Jose when the Giants threw him back out on the mound again. It was a different kind of Robbie Ray. That was a Cy Young pitcher on the mound that day as he lifts that one into right field. Coming in once again is Mesa. And once again, that one's going to drop in for a base hit. Back-to-back little bloop shots for Visalia. And now Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate. And Demetrio has now gone on base in now 40 straight games. Demetrio mentioned Robbie Ray on that Sunday ball game. His velocity was up 4 or 5 miles per hour. There was a lot more break on those pitches. Ray was up to 9 strikeouts in that ball game against Visalia right before the All-Star break. So now Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate with the runner on first and second. A chance to add on some insurance runs here in the bottom half of inning number 5. And a pause at the belt here. Kenny Castillo's deal. And that one has swung on and missed 0-1. Bottom half of inning number 5. It allows us to check in on the scores around the California League here on this Saturday night. The big other game you kind of look at is Lake Gelsnor, who's currently tied it with Visalia 2 games back. No one pitch on the way. Runners in motion. Ground ball to the left side. It'll be scooped up by Hainline. Throw to first base is in time for the second out of the inning and brings up Drew Jones to the plate.
Head of the plate for the high. That's center fielder number 6, Drew Jones.
That brings up Drew Jones to the plate at a Diamond Stadium. In the bottom half of the ninth inning, Inland Empire currently has a 3-2 lead. But at the moment, Lake Gelsnor has runners on first and second with one away, with one of the newcomers, B.J. Choi, at the plate as he was just retired. So now two down out there at Diamond Stadium. Meanwhile, the rest of the California lead at Excite Ballpark. Stockton all over the Giants at the moment. They currently lead that ballgame 8-0. Stockton with 2 crooked innings, a 3-run first and a 4-run fourth. With 2 down, Drew gets ready for the pitch. And now Brogdon wants to go over the pitches once again.
Everybody clap your hands.
Last night at Chichanti Park out in Fresno, Modesto with a 1-0 lead. That game is currently in the bottom half of the fifth. 2 down with Drew Jones at the plate. He's already had a home run over against the major leaguer this season. As that one swung on and missed, he had a solo home run against Robbie Ray, the only other player on this Raleigh team to have a home run against a major league rehabber. Kenny Castillo hit a 2-run home run against Robbie Ray on that opening game of that San Jose series as well. 0-1 with 2 away. Connor Brogdon gets ready to work from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and that one is downstairs for ball 1-1. Brogdon, 2 major league starts this season, one on March 29th and one on March 30th. Back-to-back outing is against the Atlanta Braves at home. And in those ball games, a third of an inning where he gave up 2 earned runs to Atlanta on his opening game on the 29th. The pitch on the way to Drew Jones swung on and missed in 1 appearance with L.A. on April 9th. 1 inning of work, 2 earned runs, giving up 2 hits. Brogdon has allowed an earned run in each one of his 4 outings at the major league level this season. And Drew Jones trying to tack on a run here at the minor league level. 0-2 in the ball game. 1-2 with 2 away. Here's Brogdon's pitch to Jones. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And Drew will be struck out for the final out of the inning. And Connor Brogdon, despite allowing 2 hits, is able to leave the inning without allowing an earned run. We're through 5 innings of work. Visalia leads Rancho 4-2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Coming to the plate, number 6, the left fielder, Zaire
Top 6, Valley Strong Ballpark. Zaire Hope will lead things off. It is Zaire Hope, Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, 2, 3, and 4 due up. And so far in this ball game, Zaire Hope 0-2. As the pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez is in there for a strike, 0-1. Daniel Nunez into inning number 6 of work. Here's the deal home. And that one's a swing and a miss. And the count now 0-2. You look at the last couple outings for Daniel Nunez, all less than 5 innings of work. On August 3rd, he had 5 innings of work. The 10th, which was his last outing against Modesto, 4. And then on July 27th, 3 1/3 innings of work. On July 20th, 6 innings. That was the last time he went 6. As that pitch is outside for ball 1, 1-2. 2 5-plus inning outings in the month of July. Once again, San Jose, that was a day game. I mentioned throughout the broadcast, 1-2 with no outs. Here's the deal home from Zaire Hope. And that one is outside for ball 2, 2-2. Vesalia currently leading this ball game 4-2. Here in the top half of inning number 6. Hope looking to get on base for the first time in 2 games. And a swing and a miss here. And Daniel Nunez off his first strike out of the inning. Just a second punch out of the ball game. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen.
At the plate, number 27, first baseman Cameron Decker.
That brings up Cameron Decker to the plate, who's already scored a run so far in this ball game. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for a ball. The count now 1-0. Cameron Decker in this ball game, he's been hit by a pitch and he has struck it out. And he did score that run off an E6, so an unearned run in that last frame. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, and the count is now 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. From the right side, Daniel Nunez's pitch on the way. That one's ripped into left field. That one's going to drop in for a base hit. Ryan Walshman will play it off the bullpen wall. He'll scoop it up. He'll make the toss into Anderson Rojas. And Cameron Decker, a one-out double to begin the frame. Have been in a collision, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good Old Fashioned Service is what they're about. Give them a call at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. And with that, the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, will make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So with one down here in the inning and a runner on second, all of a sudden it brings up the tying run to the plate in the form of Jose Mesa, who was 0-3 yesterday, but he does have a base hit in this ball game. As you take a look out in the Rawhide bullpen with an arm currently warming up at the moment. T-Mark makes his way back to the Rawhide dugout, trying to see who the arm warming up in the Rawhide pen is at the moment. Hard to tell there with that party work sign out and left. So we'll just wait to see what happens here with Daniel Nunez as he's trying to make it through this sixth inning. So with one down here in the inning, Jose Mesa 1-2 with a single and a ground out. The one-out pitch on the way from Nunez. Glances at second. Here's the deal home. And that one's in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. Jose Mesa 3-13 in the series with an 0-3 ball game yesterday with a walk and a run. 0-1 pitch on the way here to Mesa. Here's the deal. And that one is in there for a strike. The count now 0-2. Got Samuel Munoz waiting on deck. He's wreaked havoc so far in this series with a pair of home runs. And now Mesa uses his batter's timeout as he'll step out of the batter's box. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Mesa will get ready for the upcoming pitch. Daniel Nunez will stare him down, not too stressed about the runner at second. And now that one is grounded off the edge of the bat and fouled off to the right side. Right, 3 series remain. They have Inland Empire next week for a 6-game set at San Manuel Stadium. Then they'll have a 6-game series at home against Fresno the final six home games in 2024 before they wrap up the season on the road at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. 0-2 pitch on the way. A spin move by Nunez as he flips off the mound and glances over at second base. That'll be a huge series out in Rancho, and a series that is currently tied up 11 games apiece. Kind of similar to the way it was last year. Right, we're tied up entering that last series as that one's strike three on the outside corner. Jose Mesa not agreeing with it. He has some extra words for the home plate umpire Blake Bison as he walks back to the dugout. Now two down in the inning. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Looked like it could have been slightly off the plate. Either way, it's called strike three, and that will be the end of the ball game for Daniel Nunez. 5 2/3 innings of work with three punch-outs in the ball game. When we come back, we'll have the new pitcher in the ball game. Visalia leads Rancho 4-2 here in the top half of inning number six. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making
it happen. Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The most strikeouts by a relief pitcher is Carlos Ray, and he's a new pitcher in the bowl game for manager D. Garner. This pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Samuel Munoz will lead things off. It'll be a left-on-left matchup. So D playing a little game of chess here in inning number six. Carlos Ray, the Miami Springs native, 6'2", 180, the 22-year-old, drafted in the 17th round of last year's MLB draft. And Kenny Castillo thinks that the runner at second, Cameron Decker, is a little too far off the bag, so he'll make the throw down. But Carlos Ray was talking to him earlier this week about that 85 strikeouts and what it meant to him to be a top three strikeout leader on this Rawhide club. He said he's aiming for 100 punch-outs here in 2024. And with 20 games left to go, not out of the realm of possibilities. Longest outing of the season for Carlos Ray has been three innings of work on average, or I should say 3 1/3 against Rancho on July 3rd. But typically his outings around the two-inning mark. The pitch on the way from Ray, that one's in there for a strike, 2-2. So you look at that, typical two innings of work has gone around two games per series that he plays in. So with three series left, that's six games. We're averaging two strikeouts. Could be a tall ask, but still a goal in mind for Carlos Ray as that one's lifted into left field, and it's going to land out of play out in the Estrella Jalisco Fiesta Day. That's the goal here for Carlos Ray. The closest player to getting to that is Daniel Arondo, who we'll see in tomorrow night's ball game. 87 strikeouts for LaRondo, as you look at the numbers here, 3-1 with a 3.25 ERA, 85 strikeouts and 46 walks. 2-2 with two down. Carlos Ray gets ready for the left-on-left matchup. Here's the deal home, and that one is high and outside for ball three, 3-2. Upcoming payoff pitch on the way. Here to Samuel Munoz. Carlos Ray gets set at the chest. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Broken back, ground ball to the right side. It's going to bounce off the broken barrel, but a good recovery by Yancel Luis. And the toss to first base is in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Take a look at the replay there. Barrel and bat rolled together. It ricochets off the bat, but Yancel Luis, good vision. The recovery to first in time, and inning number 5.5 comes to a conclusion. Ride 4, Rancho 2. You're watching Ride Baseball on the MILBF.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR finance.
Ryan Waldschmidt.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number 6. And stepping up to the mound will be the right-hander, Seamus Barrett, making his professional debut. Barrett, 6'7", 220. The 23-year-old right-hander out of Boston, Massachusetts. Drafted in the 10th round out of Loyola Marymount. As Ryan Waldschmidt will ground this one over to second. The toss to first base in time. And Ryan Waldschmidt will be grounded out. Brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Pitcher change is brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCon and bye-bye Buck. And now you got Ben McLaughlin at the plate, who is 1-for-1 in the ball game with a single and a hit by pitch. That deal on the way is in there for ball one, 1-0. Seamus Barrett, 2 collegiate years, 1 with LMU and 1 with the Louisville Cardinals. As that pitch is outside for ball two, 2-0. After the numbers for Barrett with LMU here in just a moment. Pause at the belt. Here's the deal home. And that one is low for ball three, 3-0. Time in 2023, had a 6.85 ERA, 1-1 through 16 appearances. That was that going deal. He's outside for ball four, so McLaughlin will draw a 4-pitch walk. And brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. We got Ruben Santana getting ready to step up to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-2. Talking about the 2024 spring numbers at LMU, a 4.78 ERA, 43 1/3 innings of work. And now that pitch is downstairs for a ball, and the count is now 1-0. Ruben Santana, the 2-run RBI double back in inning number 2. Bottom half of the 6th inning, it also allows us to go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization here in just a moment. That pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 1-1.
Give Justin a call,
Moving around the D-backs organization out in Eugene, the Hillsboro Hops currently have a 4-2 lead heading into the top half of the ninth inning. There'll be some former Rawhides, including Jackson Feltner, the three-spot due up in the top half of the ninth. As that pitch is fouled off to the right side, 1-2. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, San Antonio and Amarillo. San Antonio had the 4-0 win against the Sod Pools. Joe Elbus received the loss, 0-2, with a 4.76 ERA. And then lastly, at the triple-A level, the Reno Aces defeat the El Paso Chihuahuas. Final score, 6-4. As Santana takes that pitch inside for ball two, 2-2.
Let's call him a good guy alert.
Lastly, at the major league level, the Arizona Diamondbacks fall short to the Tampa Bay Rays. Final score 6-1. As the D-backs have now lost their last two against Tampa. Swing and a miss here for Santana. First time he'll be struck out in this ball game. Two down in the inning brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Let's take a look at the replay there. Breaking ball right in the middle of the zone. Unable to square it up, however. Tampa Bay, today's ball game, took a 4-0 lead in the first two innings. It wasn't until the top half of the fifth that Arizona would score their first run. And then Tampa Bay would come right back and score two more runs in the sixth. And a ball game that would stay 6-1 towards the end of till the end of the ball game. And now Pena is swinging a miss, and the count is now 0-1. We talked about in the last at-bat for Jefferson Pena. His last hit was on August 1st against Stockton in a ball game where he was 2-for-3. Pena's pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-1. That's now six straight hitless games for Pena. One ball, one strike, two away. A pause at the bell before the deal home. And Pena's out in front of that one, and the count is now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Pena uses batter's timeout to step out of the batter's box. 1-2, two away. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-2. Go back to the top of the order here in just a moment for Yancel Luis. It is 0-for-2 so far in the ball game. A glance over the shoulder by Barrett. And it's still to Pena is upstairs for ball three. It's also been three straight games for Pena without getting on base. The last time he drew a walk was back on August 8th. That was at the beginning of the Modesto series. 3-2, two down. Here's a pitch from Barrett. Ground ball to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, Guerrero. It's tossed to first base is low and in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We are through six innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia 4, Rancho 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna.
En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to it.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving into the top half of the seventh inning. Visalia 4, Rancho 2. Carlos Rey remains on the mound after getting a ground out to Samuel Munoz. It'll be Eduardo Quintero, Victor Rodriguez, and Eduardo Guerrero. Those batters 6, 7, and 8 do up here in the inning. The first pitch was in there for a strike. However, the second pitch is outside for ball 1, 1 and 1. Eduardo Quintero, a ground out and a fielder's choice so far to his name here in this ballgame. Upcoming 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's ripped into left center field. Racing over is Ryan Waldschmidt. And he's there for the grab for one down here in the inning. Nice grab there by Ryan Waldschmidt. They talked about the left field abilities. And Waldschmidt able to hop on the horse and make the grab for out number one. And it now brings up Victor Rodriguez to the plate, who's 0 for 2 in the ballgame with a ground out and a flyout so far in the game. Carlos Rave, pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-1. We got Eduardo Guerrero waiting on deck. Rodriguez looking for his first hit of the ball game. Batters 7 through 9. The only hit was a solo home run from Elijah Hainlein, who had his first professional home run in his previous at bat. Oh and two with one away. The upcoming pitch on the way from Carlos Rey. Here's the deal home. Inside corner. No, it misses. Ball one, 1-2. Thought he had it for strike three. And instead now Carlos Rey will have to get ready for another pitch right here. Take a look at the replay there. And now we get ready for the 1-2 pitch. Here's the deal. Downstairs, ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal. Inside corner, and it's called ball three. 3-2.
And I'm saying, woo, right here.
Three balls, two strikes, one away. And now Kenny Castillo will call for time. And I want to go through things once again with Carlos Rey, who's facing his third batter of the ball game. Still maybe not on the same track, is now Kenny will have to make his way out to the mound and walk things over to Carlos Rey. Kenny will march back behind home plate in a full count with one down. Carlos Rey will get ready for his 16th pitch here in just a moment. Payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. 86th strikeout of the season for Carlos Rey. And there's two down here in the inning. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So now Eduardo Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the ball game. Gets ready for the pitch. And that one is upstairs and in there for a strike, 0-1. Guerrero, just one hit so far in the series. It was that single in yesterday's ball game. Outside of that, he's been without a hit. And now that one is on the inside corner and in there for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away to get him through the frame right here. Here's the pause and the fire. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Carlos Rey with a stare down in the celly to end it. Three up, three down here in the top half of inning number seven. Visalia 4, Rancho 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of inning number seven, where it'll be the switch hitter, Yancel Luis, to lead things off against Seamus Barrett. Yancel Luis, Anderson Rojas, and Demetrio Crisantes, 1-2, and 3. A duo up here in the frame. Yancel Luis batting 273 on the year. Here's the deal home. Popped up on the middle infield. Underneath it will be the shortstop. Elijah Hainlein is there for the grab. One down here in the inning. So brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. In a ball game where he is 1-for-3 with a single, a flyout, and a strikeout. Rojas has now gone on base in now 13 straight games, which is tied for the seventh longest active streak in all the California League. Rojas will take that one outside for ball one, 1-0. Rojas looking for back-to-back ABs with a base hit. Here's a deal from Barrett, and that one is downstairs for a ball. The count is now 2-0. James Barrett, during his time at LMU, most innings he pitched was five. That was on April 20th at Pacific. A 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball three, 3-0. The most strikeouts in a ball game was six. That was against San Francisco. Also a notable appearance on May 7th against Cal Fullerton. One of multiple games without allowing a hit. There's now a four-pitch walk here for Anderson Rojas. Brings that Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So talking to Demetrio Crisantes earlier, we told you about the story about him facing off against Robbie Ray and several of the other major league rehabbers. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. And then we've gone to the topic of talking about the way some of these ballparks feel around the California League. Obviously, Valley Strong, the closest ballpark in the vicinity of home plate to your first couple seats. 0-1 pickoff attempt at first. Diving back in safely is Rojas. But Demetrio mentioned, I mean, last night we saw Eric Swan, and that's not the first time that we've seen Eric Swan in a Rancho uniform, but he said it just felt like all the stuff was so much nastier. His fastball was up as well by 2-3 miles per hour. The break seemed more for Eric Swan. I mean, it just goes back to how much more compact this ballpark feels. Everything seems so much faster out of the hand. On top of that being the on-deck circle. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Right down the middle, strike three. So Cresantes will be struck out. And there's now two down in the inning. Graham Kenny Castillo to the plate. I mean, how quick of a walk was that for Kenny Castillo from the on-deck circle to home plate? Meanwhile, you look at other ballparks, including next week at San Manuel Stadium, it feels like you almost have to go on a march to get on from the dugout over to home plate. Two-out pitch on the way. Rojas in motion. Ground ball through the left side. Rojas around second base. He'll go to third. It'll be thrown in by Zaire Hope. Runners on the corners with two away, and here comes Drew Jones to the plate. Second hit of the ball game for Kenny Castillo. A total of five total bases. And here is Drew, who's 0-for-3 in the ballgame and looking for his first RBI of the night. 51 RBIs on the season for Drew Jones. It leads his Rawhide team. However, we're going to have a mound visit here with pitching coach Sean Coyne making his way out to the mound. His mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health now open in Visalia.
Dude, you deserve to have eggs thrown at you for that performance.
So Drew Jones, who struck out in his last at-bat, look to get some more Rawhide offense going. They lead by just two.
Is your grandmother?
But Drew Jones has a chance to break this game wide open with just one swing of the bat. Five home runs on the year. Four of those have come here at Valley Strong Ballpark, including a walk-off home run against the Modesto Nuts in the month of June. Plenty of cowbells to go around here for Drew Jones. Two down here in the frame. You got Anderson Rojas at third, Kenny Castillo at first. Castillo, a big secondary lead. He was halfway to second before he decides to go back over to first. Well, so the count is now 0-1.
Your opinion, man.
Drew Jones just one hit so far here in the series. He's looking for a base knock right here. Castillo in motion, throw down a second, won't happen. So Castillo will have a stolen base. So now two in scoring position here for Visalia. You look at this ball game as a up to this point, the Rawhide with runners in scoring position. They are 2-for-6. They're looking for their third hit of the ball game in such situations. It's Kenny Castillo's second stolen base of the year. 0-2, a two-way. Drew Jones looking for his first RBI of the night. Here's the pause and the fire on the way. Outside ball one, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two-way. Barrett will stare down Jones. Ryan Walshman awaits on deck. Here's the pitch to Drew, a swing and a foul tip, and that will close out the inning. The Rawhide will leave two runners left on base heading into the top half of inning number 8. Visalia 4, Rancho 2. Watch Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
A new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina.
di Navidad.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top half of inning number 8. Elijah Hainline will lead things off. First pitch swinging. And that one's fouled backwards 0-1. Pitch and change 4 by Salia brings up Edgar Isaiah into the ballgame. This pitch and change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Salia to Rescon and bye-bye bug. Carlos Ray finishes the ball game with an inning and a third, no runs and no hits, with a pair of strikeouts as that pitch is upstairs for a ball, and the count is now 1-1. Edgar Isaiah originally started the year here in Visalia before moving to the Complex League after being placed on the IL. That pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2-1. Returns back to Visalia. So far, you look at the numbers for Isaiah in the month of August through two appearances. No earned runs allowed through an inning and two-thirds. The 2-1 pitch on the way is downstairs for ball 3-3-1. Talking about Elijah Hainline, who is at the plate. He participated in the Lexington Regional, Lexington Super Regional between the Kentucky Wildcats and the Oregon State Beavers. Kentucky making it to the College World Series after feeding that Oregon State team. That pitch is outside for ball 4. A series that featured plenty of top prospects. Ryan Walshman played in that series. Travis Bazana, the first overall pick by the Cleveland Guardians. Micah McDowell, who was drafted to the Miami Marlins. Elijah Hainline, who was drafted to the LA Dodgers. I mean, four names right there, all being drafted in this summer's MLB draft. And now the pitch on the way from Isaiah misses inside for ball 1-0. Yeah, Wilman Diaz at the plate, 1-for-3 in the ball game with a single, a flyout, and a ground out. The 1-0 pitch on the way coming up from Edgar Isaiah. We'll go through his numbers here in just a moment. Here's his deal, and that one is upstairs for a ball, so the count out 2-0. Wilman Diaz has got on base in now 19 straight games thanks to his base hit back in inning number 1. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the deal home. And that one is in there for a strike. The count now 2-1. And Wilman Diaz not necessarily agreeing with that call as he steps out of the box and shakes his head in disagreement with the home plate umpire Blake Bison. Two balls, one strike with no outs. Here's the pitch home outside ball 3-1. Think about this situation right here. He's a tying run at the plate, so if Diaz gets on base, it brings up Zaire Hope, who would be the go-ahead run late in this ball game with Rancho down to their final six outs in a division that's decided by just two games at the moment, as Diaz fouls that one off to the right side, so the count will go 4.
That's another purple window for Vision Glassworks. Give Justin a call, 747-2000.
Big payoff pitch coming up on the way here from Edgar Isaiah. 3-2, no outs. Here's a pause. Here's the fire. Ground ball up the middle. A chance to turn 2-6. Throw to first in time. A crucial 6-3 DP. Base is empty with two down here in the inning. Anderson Rojas thought about the transfer for a moment, and instead he took it himself, sprinted over to second base, and the transfer to first barely beats out Wilman Diaz, and with now two down in the inning, it brings up Zaire Hope to the plate.
Coming to the plate, number 6, Zaire Hope.
Hope is 0-for-3 in the ball game with a pair of groundouts and a strikeout. Hope was hitless in yesterday's ball game. He's got 3 hits and 12 at-bats so far in the series. Isaiah from the stretch. That pitch is high and outside for ball 1-1-0. You talk about Isaiah in 2024 in a ride uniform. Isaiah is 3-4 with a 5.40 ERA through 26 and a third innings of work. He's had 39 strikeouts and 26 walks. 1-0, a two-way. Isaiah from the right side of the slab. Here comes the deal home. A breaking ball upstairs. Ball 2-0. Yeah, Cameron Decker, who waits on deck. Last time up, he hit a screamer of a double down the left field line. 2-0, a two-way. Here's the deal. And that one's on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 2-1. Official announced attendance tonight. 2,583 fans here on this Saturday, August 17th, the second to last Saturday home game of the year. A 2-1 pitch, fouled off to left side, the count now 2-2.
All right, all right, all right.
Next Saturday night will be our fan appreciation night fireworks here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And the Rider turn home from that Inland Empire series. 2-2, a two-way. Edgar Isaiah looking to send this to the bottom half of the eighth. Zaire Hope gets ready for the pitch. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Edgar Isaiah with a crucial strikeout to send this to the bottom half of the inning. Visalia leads 4-2. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on the MILBM.
He wasn't ready.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
When it comes...
Ryan Waldschmidt!
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here and the MILB app. Ryan Waldschmidt, Ben McLaughlin, Ruben Santana, 6, 7, and 8 do up here in the inning. First pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1. Pitch and change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. A new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho is Joselin Gonzalez. His pitch and change brought to you by Rescom. Ryan Waldschmidt is 1-for-2 in the ball game. With a ground out, a strikeout, he has walked, scored a run, and stolen a base as well. 2-0 pitch on the way from Gonzalez, and that one is fouled off to the left side. And we'll roll into the Rawhide dugout for Ryan Waldschmidt. We're talking about earlier on that Lexington Super Regional between Kentucky and Oregon State. Ryan Walsh as a starting left fielder in both of those two games against Oregon State, as the Wildcats won game one of that three-game series, 10-0. Waltzman fouls that one off to the right side. Then game two, a little bit tighter. Kentucky would end up pulling off the win. Final score, 3-2 against Oregon State. Kentucky was 45-14 after the Super Regionals. Meanwhile, Oregon State finished their year off 45-16. A 2-2 pitch on the way here to Waltzman. And that one is grounded off to left side and foul. Likely his last chance here to keep alive his five-game hitting streak. An even count. We'll see what he looks to do with it right here. Walshman has had a hit in every game since having his first professional hit last Saturday. And now a jam shot fouled off to the left side. Walshman drafted 31st. Past year's MLB draft out of Bradenton, Florida. Now we get ready for the 2-2 deal once again. Here's the pitch to Walshman. Ground ball to the left side. Charging in is the third baseman, Guerrero. His dots to first base in time. One down here in the inning brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate.
Come to the plate, number 33, Ben McLaughlin.
They got Ben McLaughlin at the plate. So far in this ball game is 1-for-1 with a single. He has gone on base three separate times, a hit by pitch, a single, and a walk. And now the deal on the way to McLaughlin is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Ben McLaughlin, the former Arkansas Razorback. The team that would clinch the SEC West in 2024. And I remember talking to McLaughlin last week against Modesto and mentioned what was kind of one of his favorite crowd memories with Arkansas. And he said it was this past spring when Arkansas had to play against Texas A&M at a Bluebell Park in College Station. And going into that final weekend of the season, that was May 16th through the 18th, the Razorbacks needed just one win over the number 5 ranked team in the nation, the Texas A&M Aggies. The 3-0 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 3-1. All that Razorbacks needed was one win. They would go into College Station on Thursday night and suffer a 1-0 loss in 11 innings. And he said the place was rocking all weekend long. And he said, but the positive during that series was A&M, who's known for the ball 5, ball 6 chance. He said none of those happened during that weekend. And Arkansas would eventually go on to defeat Texas A&M, final score 6-3 on that Friday night of May 17th, and clinch the SEC West as Walshman will take that pitch outside for ball four. So a one-out walk and bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. As an Arkansas team who is 20-10 in conference play, 44-16 overall, edging out Texas A&M 19-11 in conference play. Meanwhile, the SEC champs, SEC East champs, the Tennessee Volunteers, who is in second place, that's Kentucky Wildcats that went to the College World Series. A one-out pitch on the way. Here's the deal. Ground ball to the left side and foul, 0-1. We've seen plenty of SEC representation for this Rawhide team this year. Tennessee in the form of Jake Fitzgibbons. Kentucky in the form of Ryan Walshman. We also saw a Florida Gator, Philip Abner, who is here for a month or two. The 0-1 pitch, pickoff attempt as McLaughlin dives back in safely at first. Meanwhile, in the SEC West, Ben McLaughlin with the Arkansas Razorbacks. 0-1 with one away. The SEC, one of the primarily dominant conferences out in college baseball. 1-1 with one away. And this year, the SEC adding on two more power programs in the form of the UT Longhorns and the Oklahoma Sooners. 1-1 pitch, ground ball to the third base side. It's going to sink on through. Rounding second base is McLaughlin. He'll go over to third base. Jaime Del Valle will put up the stop sign. Ruben Santana will dive head first into second base. And it'll be Ruben's second extra base hit of the ball game by Salia. Two runners in scoring position with one away.
That right there was the in and out.
Inside pitch, turn the hands, get the runners into scoring positions.
Let's go ahead and get this section. I didn't call anything in. Let's go ahead and get this go 121. I don't think I've ever called 121. 121.
So now you got Jefferson Pena stepping up to the plate, who is 0-for-3 in the ballgame. And now you have the pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso, making his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Cedar Meadows Beaver Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Cedar Meadows Beaver Health, and now open in Visalia. So Jefferson Pena will look for his first hit of the ball game with two runners in scoring position. You look at the ball game so far for Visalia. They're now sitting at 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. As you look out in that Rancho bullpen, not a whole lot of action happening out there at the moment. Joselin Gonzalez so far in 2024 on the road with Rancho, a 4.65 ERA. New out home, he's been a little worse, a 7.25 ERA. So looking to keep this a two-run ball game here. 4-2 infield plays in. Pena's first pitch of the at-bat on the way. Ground ball up the middle. Charging in as a shortstop, Hainline. He throws the first base in time. Two down, and we go back to the top of the order as the defense will fall back for Yancel Luis. So Yancel Luis is 0-for-3 in the ballgame. However, he has walked and scored a run here in inning number 3. With two down in the inning, first pitch on the way, and that one is on the outside corner and in there for a strike, 0-1. Joselin Gonzalez will get ready for his 19th pitch of the at-bat. Rancho will be down to their final three outs of the ball game with Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, and Samuel Munoz. Ground ball from Luis. He fouls that one off of his shin, and the count is now 0-2.
Make some miss.
No balls, two strikes, two away. Yancel Luis looking to add on some insurance right here. A pause for Luis. He gets ready for the deal from Gonzalez. Looking to strand two runners on. That pitch upstairs, ball one. Ryan have Walshman at, or excuse me, McLaughlin at third. Santana at second. Anderson Rojas awaits on deck. He's 0-for-3 in the ball game with a walk in inning number 7. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pause at the belt from Gonzalez. Here's the deal home. Swing and a miss. That ball gets away from the catcher. Will it be enough? It'll be scooped up by the catcher, Rodriguez, and his throw to first base is in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Rancho down to their final three outs. Visalia 4, Rancho 2. You're watching Raleigh Baseball, the MLB.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right.
It's been 2 weeks since the Rawhide were back within a game of first place, and they have a chance to do it right here. They're three outs away, and Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, Samuel Munoz will be the obstacles at hand. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one's fouled directly backwards, 0-2. This pitching change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Alexis Labano will be the fourth pitcher used by manager D. Gardner here in this bowl game. No balls, two strikes with no outs. Here's the pitch from Labano, breaking ball upstairs. Ball one, 1-2. Alexis Labano, his third year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. He made his single-A debut earlier this year, and so far he's 4-4 with a 5.65 ERA. The 1-2 deal on the way. That one's lifted into center field. Drew Jones will race in. He will call everybody off. He'll be underneath it for the grab. There's one down here in the inning. Drew Jones makes the grab. Talking about the rest of the numbers for Labano. 4-4 with a 5.65 ERA. 39 strikeouts and 14 walks through 28 and two-thirds innings of work so far this season for the Rawhide. With one down here in the inning, here's the pitch from Labano. That one's ripped to the left side, and just like that, it'll bring up the tying run to the plate in the form of Samuel Munoz, who's had two home runs over his last two games. Second base hit of the ball game here for Jose Mesa. Look at the replay there. That one was breaking towards the bottom of the zone, but Jose Mesa gets a piece of it and rips it out into left field. Alexis Labano received his first professional save on June 6th against his Rancho team, and that will be a wild pitch that goes underneath the glove of Kenny Castillo. So now a runner in scoring position here with one away. It takes out the inning-ending double play ball. A Rawhide team who's turned 103 so far this season. That is most in all of the Cali. One ball, no strikes, one away. Labano will stare down Munoz as he gets ready for the deal. Munoz in this ballgame is 0-3. The 1-0 pitch on the way, ground ball to the right side, and it'll miss right of the first base bag, so the count is now 1-1. Munoz could change his ballgame with one swing of the bat here in the top half of the ninth inning. Labano will get ready for his eighth pitch here in just a moment. The 1-1 deal on the way. Hard hit to the first base side, and a large bounce will go over McLaughlin's head. Rounding first, going to second is Munoz. He'll hold up there, and the tying run now stands at second base. What a time for a bounce like that if you're Rancho. And nothing McLaughlin could have done about that. It goes down as Rancho's sixth hit of the ball game, and it'll be an RBI single for Samuel Munoz. That is as unlucky as they come. And a huge bounce on McLaughlin. And Kenny Castillo, who's the catcher behind home plate, was down on a knee. He couldn't believe it. It should have been the second out of the inning and only one runner at third. And instead, he still have one out and a runner in scoring position in the form of Eduardo Quintero stepping up to the plate. Mound is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health now open in Visalia. Those are the type of moments late in a baseball season that seem to break the confidence, but you got to think, this is 27 outs in a ball game, Anything can happen at any point in time, and that is an example of it right there. That could have happened in inning number one. That could have happened with two down and two strikes. It happens, and it happens, so you got to get rid of it and get ready for the next at-bat. We'll see how Labonte is able to recover right here. The one-out pitch on the way. Here's the deal. Downstairs, nearly got away from Castillo, but he's able to get enough of a piece of it and keep it in front of him. The count's now 1-0. Eduardo Quintero is hitless in the ballgame. He is 0-for-3 with a ground out and a flyout. You look at batters 6 through 9. They are all hitless except for Elijah Hainline's solo home run in the fourth. 1-0 with one away. The pitch from Labonte up and inside, ball 2, 2-0. You can look at the positive side on this, that if Labonte does walk this batter right now, it'll create a force out at any base, and a double play would end the ball game. 2-0 with one away. Labonte's deal outside, downstairs, ball 3, 3-0. You look at Labonte's last outing was on August 9th against Modesto, an inning in a third. No earned runs. He struck out one batter, and he walked one as well. The last time Labonte gave up two hits was on July 31st against Stockton, where he received the win. 3-0 with one away. Here's the deal. Outside, ball 4. Runners on first and second with one away.
What?
So now it brings up the catcher, Victor Rodriguez, to the plate, who is 0-for-3 in the ballgame.
At the plate, number 44, Victor Rodriguez.
And demeanor just completely just sidetracks after that ground ball to first. Got to find a way to get back on the rails and get to the train station. One down here in the inning. Rodriguez struck out swinging in his last at-bat. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike number 1. And it was a Rawhide crowd that's quieted down a little bit more here with one away. 0-1. Labonte will stare down Rodriguez. One home run on the season and two RBIs. 0-1 pitch. Half swing. Does Rodriguez go around? The appeal to the base umpire, Reginald Webb. And he gives a sign, yes. Counts now 0-2. Take a look at the replay here. And does he go around? He does. So the count is 0-2. Eduardo Guerrero waits on deck. He's hitless in this ballgame as well. No balls, two strikes, one away. The glance at second. Here's the deal home. That one's ripped into right center field. Racing backwards is Pena. He's able to make the grab. Stepping on second, going to third. And that one will put her under 90 feet away. And a big opportunity right here. Eduardo Guerrero can tie the ball game up, or Alexis Labonte could shut it down right here. So runners on the corners. You got Samuel Munoz at third, Eduardo Quintero at first.
Viva la raza.
That was a tough ball for Jefferson Pena, and found a way to get leather on it to get the second out of the inning. Rancho trails Visalia 4-3. It's Rawhide team with 7 hits compared to Rancho's 6. A big pitch coming up for Guerrero, who has one hit in the series. It occurred in yesterday's ball game. 3 strikes to win the game. First pitch fouled off to left side, 0-1. 20 games remain in the season after tonight. It'll be 19, and this is a crucial game in a season series that is tied up at 11 games apiece. It's game 5 of the 6-game series. 0-1 with 2 away. Here's the pitch from Labonte. Right down Gidding Street for strike number 2. A big sigh of relief from the Rawhide fans. They're looking for the win right now. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Rawhide lead this ball game 4-3. Labonte will stare down Guerrero. Runners on the corners. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Throw to first base is in time. And the Rawhide are back within a game with 19 games to go in the regular season. Visalia, 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 3 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. And tomorrow night will be the series finale at 12:05 p.m. on MyTV 53 with Denny Lorando on the mound against the right-hander Christian Zazueta. What a win for Visalium. We'll wrap things up at VisaliumRawhide.com. But for the MILB broadcast, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Final score by Salia 4, Rancho 3. Look around the California League scoreboard. The Rawhide also make up some ground on Lake Elsinore as Inland Empire defeats the Storm. Final score 3-2 at an Excite ballpark in San Jose. The Giants or the Ports with an 11-1 win over San Jose, and then last hit Chancy Park in Fresno. The Nuts currently have a 5-1 lead in the top half of the ninth inning. Next up, moving around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, Hillsboro with a late game comeback. They defeat Eugene, final score 4-2. And at the AA level, the San Antonio Missions blank the Amarillo Sod Poodles for the second time in the series, final score 4-0. And then at the AAA level, the Reno Aces defeat the El Paso Chihuahuas, final score 6-4. Finally, at the Major League level, the Tampa Bay Rays defeat the Arizona Diamondbacks, final score 6-1. Lastly, moving back here to Valley Strong Ballpark, Daniel Nunez receives a win, 2-1 with a 2.63 ERA. Cam Day suffers a loss. He's now 4-4 with a 5.08 ERA. And then lastly, Alexis Lobano receives his sixth save of the year. He leads his Rawhide team in saves. Talking about tomorrow's ball game, it'll be the right-hander Christian Zazueta on the mound. Meanwhile, it'll be the Rawhide strikeout leader Denny Lorando on the mound for Visalia. Big game coming up tomorrow. Visalia pulls off the win. They will be tied for first place in the Cal South with 18 games to go. If they suffer the loss, then they'll be right back where they started, two games back with 18 to go. So a very crucial game coming up to tomorrow. And a Rawhide team who hasn't been very successful on Sunday games so far this year. You look at Sunday games, they're 4-12. So how about a time to receive number 5 in 16 games. One final time tonight, Visalia, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they had 3 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. It took us 2 hours and 32 minutes to play tonight's ballgame in front of a crowd of 2,583 fans. A really nice crowd on hand for the second-to-last Saturday home game here in 2024. Tomorrow's night's ballgame will start at 12:05 p.m. with pregame starting right here at 11:55. You can watch the pregame on MyTV 53 starting at 11:30 a.m. So until we talk tomorrow afternoon, the Rawhide are back within a game with 19 to go. Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.